This past week, I have been in Montgomery, Alabama, celebrating Christmas with my family. I've lived in Texas for about 9 years now, so the drive home isn't exactly new. While Interstate 20 will carry me through most of the states, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, when I get to the Mississippi-Alabama state line, I take Highway 80 to get to Montgomery. This year's journey was, for the most part, no different than any other year, until I got to Selma. You see, once you get to Selma, in order to stay on Highway 80, you have to do a little jog through the town. You go straight through downtown before you're back on what feels more like the rural roads of Highway 80. By the time I've made it to Selma, I am really, really tired. I've driven for about 9 hours, if you don't count stopping, and the finish line is in sight, as I'm only about an hour away from my home. I was a bit delirious, but I promised I was safe to drive. And I was in pure autopilot. And as a light turned green, I felt my car go up a bit of an incline, and I saw Edmund Pettus Bridge. Now, I've made this drive countless times. I've crossed this bridge over and over again. I spent 18 years in Montgomery. But for some reason, I felt like I was crossing it for the first time. I noticed how quickly and easily I made it across. This was a peaceful Monday, not a bloody Sunday. I imagined Martin Luther King standing off to the side in front of the people who stood with him. But on this night, there was no tear gas. There were no billy clubs. There was no violence. I just casually drove past and was across the bridge in a matter of seconds. The trance I was in from driving was lifted. I was no longer disassociated from where exactly on the journey I was. The well-worn path that I could make with my eyes closed was opened up to me, and I felt each curve of the road like I was driving it for the first time. I was awakened through remembering a historical event, remembering a religious event as it was led by Christians, and I was remembering a tragedy as many were beaten and some died as a result of that day. Remembering calls us back to something old, but it also makes history new. And remembering is a courageous act. We cannot, in truth, remember the history of the Christian faith without being grateful for our joys and also reckoning with our challenges. We cannot remember our own Christian faith and life without acknowledging these same joys and challenges. Today we celebrate the baptism of our Lord on this first Sunday of the Epiphany season. We celebrate Christ's baptism, we remember our own, and we will have baptisms here today at this service to welcome new people to the Christian faith and life. And in baptism, we are called into an act of remembrance. When you hear the sound of the water pouring, of the water being lifted up in blessing, you are hearing what it sounds like to remember. We remember how the Spirit hovered over the water at the beginning of creation, how God led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise, how Jesus received baptism and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, this act that we celebrate today. In baptism, we will vow to continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers. We remember the history of the church, with all its successes and its failures. We join our prayers with the prayers of the apostles, and we remember the sacraments. We promise to persevere in resisting evil, and whenever we fall into sin, to repent and return to the Lord. We remember our own sin, as well as the sins of the church, and we receive the forgiveness that draws us back to God. We promise to proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ. We remember the many ways that God has changed our lives and the example God gives us in the incarnate Jesus. And we are able to share that word of hope with others. We promise to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves. We remember that we are all sacred creation in God's eyes, and we try to see Jesus in everyone we meet. We promise to strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being. We remember the ways in which we have promoted justice and peace and the ways in which we have disturbed them. And we make our promise to move forward with the dignity of every human being at the forefront of our hearts. And when we remember, our hope is in this. In Christ's baptism, he chose to take all of this on. Jesus chooses to immerse himself into the same water we do. Jesus chooses to remember us. Jesus sits beside us in the waters, grateful for our joys, helping us reckon with our challenges. The same way Jesus chooses to take on death so that we can have life, Jesus chooses to remember us so that we can remember him. Baptism calls us to remember, and our trance is lifted. We can no longer be disassociated from where exactly we are on the journey. Our well-worn paths that we could make with our eyes closed are opened up to us as if for the first time. John Lewis is a congressman in Georgia, and on March 7, 1965, he walked with Martin Luther King as a part of the march that would become Bloody Sunday. Lewis suffered a fractured skull and was nearly beaten to death on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And Lewis says this: "You cannot be afraid to speak up and speak out for what you believe. You have to have courage, raw courage. Our struggle is a struggle to redeem the soul of America. It's not a struggle that lasts for a few days, a few weeks, a few months, or a few years. It is the struggle of a lifetime, more than one lifetime." Remembering is a courageous act, because if you remember, you've chosen to not forget. Today we are being called to not forget our baptismal promises. We must remember to not be afraid, to speak up and speak out, to have courage, raw courage. We must remember that this is not a struggle that lasts for a few days, weeks, months, or years. It is the struggle of lifetimes, and we have our own lifetime to give. So today, remember your baptism, and remember that the courage we need to do this work begins when we follow Jesus into the troubled waters of death and life that we find in the font. Amen.